Let's go to Canberra now. Michelle Grattan is standing by in our Parliament House studios listening in to that. Good morning, Michelle.
Hi, Hamish.
It was somewhat surprising to hear Campbell Reid say and sort of double down, in fact, on his assertion that the government is engaged in misinformation here. It would seem that the entire media sector and the government are quite some way apart on this question.
I think that's right, and one of the reasons is that the government at the start of this controversy indicated that it was looking at the matter, it was willing to do something. I think we were always somewhat sceptical of how much it would do, but now that the matter has faded until now from front of mind in public discourse, the government has sort of retreated and just prevaricated, really, and the gulf remains.
From the point of view of journalists working in Parliament at the moment, is it difficult to get information out of government? I mean, do you see this broader culture of secrecy that Campbell Reid was talking about?
I think it is difficult. I think that all governments over history, we've seen try to just let out as much information as they find convenient. And it is always a struggle between the media and government. But the professionalisation of politics with more press secretaries, more media management, more savvy politicians, and of course bureaucratic barriers, all these things contribute to making it more difficult on a day-to-day basis.
And do you think that this campaign is actually going to do any damage to the government, or do you think it's a kind of a niche issue?
I think your point in that interview is right, that there's not necessarily a lot of public sympathy for the media. Perhaps in general people will endorse that there's a need for more information, but they also are quite suspicious of journalists, just as they're distrustful of politicians. So it is something of an uphill struggle.
To another topic this morning, Michelle, Josh Frydenberg's been in Washington at the weekend. His message on the economy is don't panic, despite what he's calling a synchronised worldwide downturn or slowdown. Is that the Treasurer once again ruling out any possible fiscal stimulus?
Yes, I think it is. Certainly the government does not want to be indulging in extra spending, if it can avoid it, extra spending on any large scale, in any large scale way. We see bits and pieces for the drought and so on, but it believes that stimulus is not needed at the moment and it's not going down that path. Josh Frydenberg has for months been saying, in essence, don't panic. From the general public's point of view, I think the messages, though, that are coming about the economy are quite confusing, especially from the Reserve Bank. For some time, the governor of the Reserve Bank, Philip Lowe, was saying that more needed to be done on the fiscal side. The other day, he seemed much more upbeat about the situation. He hosed down the prospect of another interest rate cut, even though the bank had seemed to be possibly heading in that direction only a few weeks ago. So the messages generally about the economy are somewhat mixed and confusing, and I guess they reflect in part, of course, the quite confusing world situation, the trade talks which one day seem more optimistic and better and another day don't.
And Michelle, I've read with interest your piece about Scott Morrison's meeting in Jakarta with the Chinese vice president. A fair amount of detail in there. The meeting went longer than planned, double the length, I think. It was approved by President Xi himself. This is an important moment, isn't it?
I think it's not clear whether it's an important moment. Australia sought that meeting, and the Chinese vice president was anxious to make that point. There was no invitation for the prime minister to visit China. He said, well, that would not come in these circumstances. But I think that our relationship is still somewhat fraught. No doubt this meeting was very useful, but what it'll amount to in the longer term remains to be seen.
Michelle Grattan, thank you.
Thanks, Hamish.
Michelle Grattan is the Chief Political Correspondent at The Conversation and Professorial Fellow at the University of Canberra.